Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Can exercise act as an antidepressant, and can it actually help you with the symptoms of depression that might come along with cancer or, you know, obesity or diabetes or any kind of illness or just clinical depression? My guest is Dr. Lynette Kraft. She's the Vice President for Evidence-Based Practice and Scientific Affairs at the American College of Sports Medicine. So, Dr. Kraft, let's talk about what kinds of exercise will work for depression, and be specific, please, in saying how long, how much, because if people are going to look to this as a way to bring up their, you know, all of those neurotransmitters and to really hopefully one day get off their medications, we need some specifics about exercise, what types and how much.
Yes, this is a really great question and an important point. We have a lot of really interesting clinical trial information about the types of exercise that work to help alleviate symptoms of depression. So it's very important for folks to know that, first of all, things like intensity and type of exercise and duration of exercise, how long you do it, really don't seem to be that important, which is great. You can pick whatever activity you enjoy. We know that aerobic types of activities, things like walking, jogging, bicycling, dancing, those are as effective as strength training or weight training. So if you'd rather go lift weights at the gym, that's just as effective as doing some sort of aerobic dance in your house. So that's the first thing. Pick an activity you enjoy, because it doesn't really seem to matter. The duration of the activity bout doesn't really seem to matter either. We know that folks who exercise 20 minutes seem to get an equal benefit to those who are exercising 40 or 50 minutes. So start slow. Start with something that's manageable. If you can only manage a 10-minute walk around your block, start with that. It's fine. Exercise intensity is another thing that just doesn't really seem to matter. Folks who are exercising at very high intensities are seeing similar benefits to exercise who are exercising at lower intensities. You know that people who start with lower intensity activity are generally more likely to say that they enjoy it. They're also generally more likely to stick with it. So again, start with something that's manageable, something you can commit to, and work your way up from there.
Okay, so Dr. Kraft, and a listener question's come in about yoga. Is it good for depression in people who might be nervous about not fitting into a high-energy class, or, you know, you mentioned walking around the block to begin, but what about yoga? Is that something that's going to help with depression?
You know, that's a good question, and I get that question a lot. We don't have much information on less traditional types of exercise, things like yoga or Tai Chi, martial arts. We have a few studies here and there that seem to support the benefit of those types of activities, but that's a really good point. I should be clear that with these kind of less traditional types of activities, there's not quite as much information. But your standard aerobic activities like walking, jogging, bicycling, aerobics class, the elliptical, swimming, dancing, those things all seem to be similar in effect to resistance training or weight training.
Okay, so they're similar in effect, and there's something that you can do even if you're somebody who's a little more intimidated by those high-energy classes or the loud music or the, you know, I mean, because you might have other sensitivities if you do have clinical depression. So what about some sports? What about something like golf, tennis, swimming? You know, what about those kinds of things? I would think if you play a sport and you feel like you're doing well with it, it might help you to feel better, but is it going to release those same endorphins? Is it going to help you, actually?
You know, that's another really good question. We don't have data comparing sport participation to, let's say, walking briskly on your own as compared to a group exercise class at a fitness center. We don't have those types of studies. Physiologically, there's no reason to expect that participating in a sporting activity would result in something different than a non-sporting type of exercise or physical activity. Again, I would say, you know, if you're someone who enjoys playing basketball and you feel like you have enough motivation to get out there and try to play some basketball, give it a go. You know, one thing that we do know is important two things, I should say. Home-based activity is as effective as supervised or facility-based activity. So there's nothing to say you can't start out doing some exercise at home if you feel more comfortable doing that. You should still find a benefit from that. But we do have a few studies that have looked at a dose-response effect. So what that means is, okay, some exercise is good, is more better, and is even more lead to an even larger reduction in depression. We have a few studies in both the aerobic exercise activity area and the strength training area to suggest that that may be the case. So, again, the recommendation is generally to start with what's comfortable. You should be seeing some benefits in a relatively short period of time, but to the extent that you can work your way up to the current public health recommendation for physical activity, that 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity activity, then you're going to start to accrue those physical health benefits as well, and you will likely see some even more powerful effects with your depression.
You mentioned a time factor, Dr. Kraft, and you said in a short period of time. Now, somebody who may feel depressed and is going to say, I want to get exercising because I'm just tired of laying around on this couch. I don't have the motivation, but how many times do I have to do it before it's going to actually work for me?
Yeah, you know, we hear that question a lot from folks who have depression, and research studies haven't necessarily been geared to answer that type of specific question, but when we look at individual studies, and anecdotally, just having worked with a number of depressed folks over the years, we generally see people starting to feel better within 2 to 3 weeks. So it's not like you can go do exercise once and wait till next week and do it one more time and expect to feel better, but once you're doing it regularly, 3-4 times a week, even if it's at a comfortable pace of a short duration, within 2 to 3 weeks, people generally start to feel better, at least notice a difference. And as you mentioned before, that's very motivating then to continue at it and try to keep adding and do a little bit more.
And, you know, medication works that way too. A lot of times you'll take a medication and the doctor will say to you, it's not going to work for 2 to 3 weeks. It needs to, you know, get going in your system. So very similar to exercise. It may take 2 to 3 weeks. However, one bout of exercise can lower blood pressure up to 4 to 6 hours. Why couldn't it also release those endorphins that just make you feel much better after you've done it? Even if it's just feeling virtuous that you did an exercise session, right there you could feel better.
That's exactly true. We know that there are, for example, what you mentioned, endorphin release after a single exercise bout. And we do have a study. We only have one study, but we do have a study in depressed individuals looking at, you know, following one acute exercise bout, is mood altered? Is this possibly how exercise may be helpful? In the short term, it gives somebody a very, you know, acute release from their depressive symptoms. And what we find is that even in individuals with depression, one single bout of exercise can reduce negative mood and enhance positive mood and feelings of well-being. So this is a really important thing. You know, even if you can only, again, do it a few times, you should feel some symptom relief at least immediately after the particular exercise bout.
So it may not carry over to the next day or even many hours after, but it will make you feel better just right then in the short term, and that will maybe keep you motivated to keep doing it for those 2 to 3 weeks when it will carry over. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Kraft, your best exercise prescription for depression.
All right. Well, I say here's what I recommend. Start out, again, something manageable. Commit to making it a habit first. So something manageable that's short, 10 to 15 minutes, 2 to 3 times per week, and then work your way up. Our best guess is 3 times per week at 20 minutes. We'll do the trick, moderate intensity. However, as I mentioned before, if you can work your way up to that public health recommendation of 150 minutes per week, you should feel even better.
All right. That is what you should be doing if you feel that you're depressed. And again, we want to stress that you should discuss it with your doctor. It's not meant to replace your medication. However, it can make you feel so much better following just one bout of exercise. Start where you're comfortable, and it'll keep building for you from there. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.